Broadcasting in 10, 9, 8, 7. Susan, you don't need your bra on, it's just radio. 6, 5. Has anyone seen my song? 4, 3. Emily, so? You're naked? Okay, who cares? 2, 1. Troll's Den Live. From the softer side of life. Music from New Age, ambient, Native American, Celtic, folk, acoustic, and soft goth. With your host, the troll himself, from Mystic Age Radio. Yeah, you might want to bring something to sit on. Trolls aren't known for their housekeeping.
Oh, come on, kitten. What did I do now?
I can't believe you forgot our anniversary again.
What anniversary this time?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you forgot about our first kiss.
Oh, kitten, I'm sorry. Is there anything I could do to make it up to you?
Well, there is something I've been wanting from Mistress Marie's Gothic shops. Here, I'll show you. That.
Okay, let's go ahead and order it for you now. What are these logos?
Mistress Marie helps support Mystic Age Radio, Haunting Existence Radio, Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigation, Southern New England Paranormal, and Women's International Study of the Paranormal Conference with each sale.
Cool. What's the web address, just in case I forget another anniversary?
It's www.cafepress.com/mistress-slave, all one word.
Dogs are on the air.
Oh. Well, guess what? It's Wednesday night once again, and you're stuck here with the troll. Ogre's here, and Kobold's here, too. And about 15 minutes, we're going to have Mark Barnes on with us. And he's going to be talking about a little of his music and a little bit about Project Child Smiles. I'll get that right sooner or later. That's right. We're going to be doing some fundraising tonight, folks. So you might want to get the checkbook out, because if somebody doesn't make a donation, we're going to be listening to Time Aways, What Do You Do With a Drunken Sailor? All night long. You got anything to add, Ogre, so we can get right into this?
Well, I just wish that she could have got that song completed, What Do You Do With a Drunken Troll and Ogre. That would have been excellent.
That would be good, but we haven't even got all the lyrics yet on that. They're still working on getting all those lyrics together. All right, folks, we're gonna hear Time's Away's Drunken Sailor the first time and see whether I can get confirmation. Let me tell you how the rules work, okay? Basically, I'm just going to be playing this particular song until I get notification that somebody has made a donation to Project Child Smiles. Basically, you just send me an email or go into the chat room and give me the information about you making a donation through PayPal for this particular organization. And once you do that, I'll play whatever music the person who donated wanted. It's very simple. It's not really too difficult. It is for a worthwhile cause. It's something like Make-A-Wish Foundations, where the artists actually get involved with the child's life who's sick or injured or whatever the case may be. You can get us at the Mystic Age Radio chat room. Just go to mysticageradio.com. You can find the chat room link right off onto the left-hand side. You can also find a place where you can make the donation right off the website. It's right in the center of the website. It's a little widget that you can find. It has a little dollar amount, how much they've accumulated so far, and what percentage they are. They only have 24% of their goal for this month together. So we're going to go ahead and get right back to the music, or get to the music, I should say. And
I think Cobalt has one thing to say.
Oh, no. What does Cobalt have to say?
Well, actually, we both have one, too. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what do you with the drunken sailor? Oh. Okay, that's it. That's what you want to say. We had to contribute.
All right. All right, we're going to get right to the music.
What a drunken sailor.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When, hey, up he rises, way, and up he rises, way, hey, and up he rises, a light in the morning. Put him in the longboat till he's sober, put him in the longboat till he's sober, put him in the longboat till he's sober, a light in the morning. Way, up he rises, way, and up he rises, way, up he rises, a light in the morning. Keep him there. Keep them there, make them better, light in the morning. Way up she rises, way, and up she rises, way, and up she rises, a light in the morning. Put a lobster down his bridges, put a lobster down his bridges, put a lobster down his bridges, a light in the morning. Captain's daughter, you ain't seen the captain's daughter, light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. With a drunken sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When he up he rises. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning.
sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When he hates, up he rises way. Captain's daughter, you ain't seen the captain's daughter light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way and up she rises, a light in the morning.
On the air. I bet you're wondering what in the world's going on. You're probably wondering, why are we hearing the same song over and over and over again? Well, that's because we're doing a little fundraising, yeah, for Project Child Smiles. Go to MysticAgeRadio.com, and about halfway down the website, you'll find a little widget that says Project Child Smiles. All you have to do is click the button, and it'll take you right to their donation page where you can make a donation. Once you make a donation, all you have to do is send me the confirmation, and I will play a different tune, a tune of your choice. But until then, it's What Do You Do With a Drunken Sailor?
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When he hates, up he rises way, and up he rises way. Put 'em in the longboat till he's sober. Put 'em in the longboat till he's sober.
captain's daughter. You ain't seen the captain's daughter in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises.
You are listening to Mystic Age Radio. Let us spin the magic for you.
Come take a listen to what Mystic Age Radio is playing at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturdays. Goddess Radio, the best syndicated female independent artist show. With your hostess, Swanee, from Cygnus Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Barnes, and you are listening to my newest CD, Temporal Infinity. Sit back, relax, let the music take you away, and let Mystic Age Radio spin their magic for you.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When hey, up she rises, way, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, a light in the morning. Put 'em in the longboat till it's over, put 'em in the longboat till it's over.
Put 'em in the longboat till it's over. captain's daughter. You ain't seen the captain's daughter lying no more. Way up she rises, way up she rises.
Welcome back! I hope you guys are really enjoying that tune. If not, go make a donation. Speaking of making a donation, I got Mark Barnes on the line, if you can't hear it from the laughter in the background, with me, all the way from Tennessee. He's going to tell us a little... Yay! He's going to tell us a little bit about this project, and then possibly we might be able to pull his arm enough to be able to tell us a little bit about his music. Mark, talk to the people.
Hey.
Beg, plead. I'm tired of doing it.
You know what? I had gotten a request on MySpace around a month ago about Project Child Smiles and really was interested in checking it out. And when I started to look into it, it was started by two ladies with, you know, two really big hearts back in October 06. And they were trying to help the struggles of the families dealing with the disease of the children, you know, from cancer to CHD to ADD. The kids deal with a lot of different things, from infants all the way through, you know, teenagers. And they've lost a couple of the kids, and it's a real heartbreaking thing. And what the organization is trying to do is they're trying to get their 501c. By getting their 501c designation, that's going to allow them to be able to be a nonprofit organization, and as such, now they can go and try to get some corporate donations. One of the other big things that they do is they put together baskets for our servicemen and women, and I'll tell you, the group that's involved, and it's not just these two ladies anymore, it's a whole bunch of women and men and kids and teenagers and just people with really big hearts and who love going around and trying to make the world a better place, trying to help out the servicemen and women. They send packages over to them. They put our music in there. And I just, what they're doing is great. And it's like, I really am trying to help them to go to the next level, get their 501c so that they can become a really good organization, continue to help the kids, help the servicemen and women through our donations, our support, our music. And bottom line is, it's all about us helping the kids. And by us taking care of the kids, hopefully that'd give them that little extra oomph to fight whatever it is they're fighting. So I've been recently named their national spokesperson, and we're in the talks with Oprah and The Ellen Show right now to try to get on and hopefully be able to tell the world about this organization. I took one of my songs that just did a lot of the old lullabies and wrote some additional lyrics, and I have this wonderful little country star. Her name is Jamie Hood. She's out of Georgia, and she's going to be singing this for me, and hopefully within the next month we'll have a version that we can put out, and that's what we hope to take the message out there, is to get out there, help the kids, help Project Child Smiles, and anything you guys can do, you listeners, friends, family, that we're here, and help us out.
Did you hear that, folks? We're actually doing something before Oprah does. Oh, man. I've been in contact with the ladies that you were talking about, and they are very sweet ladies. They're constantly asking what, you know, anything that I need to be able to help them out any further, and it's just I think it's just a matter of getting the word out. It's definitely a worthwhile cause, and it's not cheap getting that 501. I know for a fact it's not. You know, you have, I don't know how many pounds of paper you have to go through. And you got to have an attorney to do it. So it's not an easy thing to do.
They've got help to do it. They need about $1,000, and that's what we've been trying to raise, $1,000. And I said, well, God, if we had 1,000 people just donate $1, we'd make it. If we had 100 people just donate $10, we'd make it.
Let's see, where are we sitting at now? Hold on a second. I got it on the website where I can see where what the dollar is.
$380, I believe.
It's something like that. I don't remember right offhand. We picked, Mystic Age Radio picked up 15 Saturday for them on that little assault that I did on everybody's membranes. Well, the one I'm seeing is 233, but I know it takes a little while for it to update. Again, the widget that I'm talking about is on the mysticageradio.com page. It's about halfway down. It just gives you the dollar amount, percentages, and everything. It says Project Child Smiles Incorporated. All you have to do is click on the chip in thing, a button, and it'll take you right directly to their donation page. Now, where else can they find the links for to donate at? Do you remember?
They can also find it on the myspace.com/ Project Smiles. They can find it on myspace.com, Mark Barnes Music. And of course, I'm going to shamelessly promote me, so yeah, go to myspace.com, Mark Barnes Music, yay!
That's all right, man. That's what it's all about. Well, it's also on our MySpace page at the Stick Age Radio as well. You can go there and click on that, too. It's really a worthwhile cause. We're only talking about a grant, and it was something that Mark and I had talked about a couple of days ago. We're only talking a grant. You know, I know that I have at least 500 people listed on my friends list. I know Mark has at least that, and I know Brent has at least that. You know, if we could just get people to just a dollar or even five, I mean, yeah, okay, let's say $1.35 because PayPal is going to take their little chunk. I don't know, remember how it is. I think it's 5 cents for every dollar or whatever it is. But PayPal will take their little chunk as well. But it's just a worthwhile cause, folks. We're talking about children who are in the families who are going through a really difficult time. And the way our current political situation is, you know, it is the saddest thing to say we're the most powerful nation in the world and yet still have children dying from malnutrition, from poor health care, you know, from abuse. We're the richest nation in the world, and we have these problems. We need to be taking care of our own. So, folks, before we go back to the music, once again, you can go to mysticageradio.com. There's a widget there. You can go to the myspace.com/ Mystic Age Radio. You can go to Mark Barnes Music. It's markbarnesmusic.com, right?
I actually have it out on the MySpace. MySpace.com, Mark Barnes Music.
Okay. And just, a buck or $1.35, whatever it is that you can afford. We need to hit this out of the ballpark, get this ball rolling. They have until May 2nd to get this money together. It's really something that's really worthwhile. And my philosophy about this is Mystic Age Radio is here to help independent artists. But what good is helping independent artists if we're not helping each other as well? And this pulls absolutely everything that Mystic Age Radio believes in together in all one lump sum. It's, you know, it does help the independent artists by getting names out, and it also helps children who are in need. So before we get back to what are you going to do with the drunken sailor, which we'll be listening to all night long unless we get a donation, please please go ahead and make a donation. Now, Ogre, you've been sitting there awfully quiet. You don't have any comments?
Oh, I'm just listening to you guys, man. What can I add to something that's perfectly well said?
Oh. Mark this one down. Mark this one down because he always has something to say about me. All right, folks, we're going to get back to Time of Ways. What are you going to do with it?
Too, if I could, Lord?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Everybody who's listening out there, you know, when I saw this, and even though it's like, you know, I'm part of this, and it's like I'm putting my time and effort and my music into it too, I made a $100 donation the other day to Project Child Smiles because I believe in it and I want to help them. And additionally, I am so excited about everything that Mystic Age Radio has done. You know, Lord, I'll always help you out. And it's like, I made a $100 donation to the station, too. It's about making this, which helps us so much in so many ways. It's giving back to those who have helped play our music, helped giving us a voice when we didn't have a voice. And that, to me, is real important in my book, and hopefully it's important in everybody else's, because we just can't take, take, and take without giving back.
Yeah. We actually have to be able to look where we come from and be able to help those behind us, because it's the whole idea of rearing children. We want to be able to have our children be one step above, beyond us, to be able to further humanity. And if, like I said before, it's the shame, saddest thing that we're the richest nation in the world, and yet we have children starving. We have children dying from lack of health care. And that's, in my book, we can't say that we're the richest nation in the world, because that's something that happens in third world countries. And I, like I said, it's just something that's really near and dear in my heart. We're going to go ahead and go back to the music. We'll be back in probably about 5 minutes, and then Mark's going to talk a little bit about his music and possibly might get him to talk about Louis Gossett Jr.
We'll be right back.
What a drunken sailor. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning?
Put them in the long boat till it's over.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When, hey, up she rises way, and up she rises way.
And during that time, we picked up additional $25. Aren't we cool or what? $25. Come on. Let's get into the groove. Yeah. All right, so, Mark, you're going to tell us a little bit about the music biz, how's it treating you, and the thing with Illy and the thing with everybody else. What's this about you going hobnobbing with the Hollywood elite? Tell us about this.
It's been fun. A lot of stuff has really happened since January. January 3rd, I think it was either the 3rd, 4th, or 5th. One of those dates, doesn't matter. It's an infamy now. I had some of the songs from my forthcoming CD, The Awakening, reviewed in Music Connection magazine. We'll call it a magazine. That's right. Anyways, they trashed me beyond belief. I mean, seriously trashed me beyond belief. And
was this the one that you and I talked about? That magazine? Oh, okay.
Yep, the one in, you know, that came out in January. It's basically a West Coast magazine. You know, the reviewer obviously was not a fan of new age, chill out, ambient style stuff. Either that or their head was where it really shouldn't have been. So I'm not sure where it was, but as a result of the review, a very wonderful gentleman by the name of Al Bowman, who is the executive producer of the LA Music Awards and the Phoenix Music Awards, found my cell phone number and got a hold of me and said, Mark, your music is wonderful. It doesn't fit into the new age category, but it does, but it doesn't fit into the pop category, but yet it could, and it's got a touch of ambient dance, and it's like Enigma
yeah.
married Deep Forest, and I'm like, wow, cool. He's like, I want you to play, you know, the LA Music Awards. So that started a little bit of a dialogue, and you know, when I started checking the last couple of years, the LA Music Awards has been and is for independent artists. And I did
always
my research,
been, yeah.
you know, just like I always should, went online, and there's been some, you know, negative press over the last 2 years because of some of the people that had gotten involved that really they should have never gotten involved to begin with. Well, they're gone now, but there was still a lot of people that were like, well, we don't know, you know, it's like there's so much bad press, it's like, we don't know if we should get involved with this award show. Well, it's really for the Independent Music Awards, and it's for the independent musicians. Unless we all support each other, nobody else
right.
is really going to support us. So I thought, I'm going to give it a shot, and I told the gentleman, yes, I'm going to play. I will try to see if I can get a sponsor for the show. And when I realized that, it's like, where could you pay $7,500 and sponsor yourself and get national advertising for your CD for $7,500. You can't. So I said, sure, I'm going to sponsor myself. I want to be part of this. And he said, well, we want to meet you. So I thought, this is good. So we went out, we met Al, and he took us to this wonderful, guess who's coming to dinner, 40th anniversary. And we got to meet Quincy Jones, Louis Gossett Jr., Buzz Aldrin, a host of other people, and it was really nice because that movie for its time was, you know, unheard of. Sidney Poitier, and it just, the movie was great. So got to go out there, got to meet these wonderful people, got a chance to see the positive side of it, because there's a real negative side to the whole Hollywood thing and the whole music biz, but this was a positive side, you know, very gracious people, very honest people, and it really made me feel good. It really gave me the faith that I needed in the LA Music Awards and what was coming on. It's going to be November 20th. It's going to be at the Music Box at Fonda out in Hollywood. It's going to be carried on UPN, and there's a gentleman, his name is Jason DeParis, and he is going to be animating my entire segment. I'll be doing a 12-minute segment during the show of my music, and it's all about an angel's journey through the cosmos and coming to the earth to find if there is any worth in this planet. And Jason is going to be doing all the animation sequences, and I'm going to be playing music live to Jason's animation. Jason's brother is the executive producer of E.T., so the entire event's going to be carried by E.T., Access Hollywood, E., a couple others. It'll be the complete red carpet event. So it's going to be a very fun time, to say the least.
Now, we have one artist last year who was involved. I was trying to look it up and see what category she was in. I think it was Independent Fantasy. Priscilla Hernandez was nominated
yep.
last year. And I watched, you know, because it's one of my artists. You know how I am. I take care of all my children.
Absolutely.
I was watching, well, I tried to anyway. I was trying to watch, I watched it a little bit of it last year. I think the only issue that I actually saw that was, you know, any complaint that was registered the following afterwards was, you know, later in the evening, yes, you're going to get wound down. Things do tend to get drug out a little bit. And, you know, they were doing this for over 5 hours. And that was the only complaint
yeah.
that I had actually saw. You can realize, you're not used to doing a 5-hour show. You're going to be tired. End of story. That's all there is to it. But, you know, as soon as I saw that you were shaking hands with Louis Gossett Jr., I'm going, he's made it. He's actually there. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away when you were there with Quincy Jones. I mean, what was it like to
and
be
you know what? Louis Gossett
around
Jr.
these
was
big...
a really... Well, I'll tell you, for Quincy Jones, Man, you know what? I was a big 80s baby, and I still am. I still love, you know, I may write, you know, ambient music, but man, I'm a headbanger. I love Genesis. I love all the hair bands and the 80s and Cars and Gary Numan and Devo and Blondie. Michael Jackson, I was really surprised how old he was. You know, I hate to say that. You know, God, that's almost like a dirty word now, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But when I met the man, I just was like, wow, he's really aged. But I got to remember, that's like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I mean, we're talking Flight of the Eagle. And
if I look at myself back then, it's like, you got a little bit more of a midsection. Yeah, you got that little bald spot on the top. Yeah, you got it going too.
Well, you've met the godfather of independent music, with Quincy Jones. I mean, he was the one that shook up major music way back when. I mean, what was he like?
Very gracious. I mean, Louis Gossett Jr. and he were probably they weren't affected. And you know what I'm saying by that? It's like they were just normal people, normal conversations. You know what? I was not gushing over them. They've been gushed over all their lives. You know, it's just I paid them the respect that they wanted. You know, I gave them the space that they wanted, and they gave me the same respect back, which I found to be very nice.
That's cool. That's really cool. Okay, so we got people jumping into the chat. By the way, I'm going to mention this again. Guess what? We made $25. That's $25 closer than we've gotten to the goal. But that just means that people are still going to have to listen to the Drunken Sailor after these two tunes. Oh, well. We're going to go back to the music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some future projects. I know that Mark's got a few tricks up his sleeve, so we'll be right back.
Has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king, and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn, and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Dragons.
And virgins.
Oh, right, and virgins.
Dragons. Virgins. The physics alone just boggles the mind.
Huh?
Oh, just kidding.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Do they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Like to be shed you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by, cause you can't wait around, you're too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women, for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you say to them slowly, go and down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Do they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you say to them slowly, go down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Dragon, please listen to me, for I'm misunderstood to a dreadful degree. This ecology needs me, and I know me place, but I'm fighting extinction with all of me race. Well, I came to this village to better me health, which is ever so poor, despite all me wealth. But I get no assistance and knows the fee, should have heard it questioning, shouted at me. Yes, burdens taste better than those who are not with me favor. A snack into perilous plot, to me peaceful decay and me timber to pot. Yes, burdens taste better than those who are not. Almost all of the year, vegetarian wings are now mine out of fear. But the burger means sweet, so I'm sure you'll agree. And barbecue wings taste like candy to me. As it happens, our interests are almost the same. See, I'm really quite skillful at managing game. If I anxious your men with your exit decline, of course, another rest will just make better time. Yes, burdens taste better than those who are not with me. Favorite snacks with perilous fuck. And the people that came and chill at a hot. Yes, burdens taste better than those who are not. Babies a woman can bear has limits, and that's why pruning's done there. And an orphan's a sad sight, and so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for lunch. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not the me favorite snacks. Perilous front, pretty equal to game, each can get a hunt. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not the me favorite snacks. More perilous front, he's able to kill the chum on the pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not the me favorite snacks. More perilous front, he's able to kill the chum on the pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not the me favorite snacks. More perilous front, he's able to kill the chum on the pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
Those are not the same, but you see what my team looks like. Those are not. drunken sailor. What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When, hey, up he rises way, and up he rises way.
Seconds to be on the air, but we're on the air anyway, so Brett's used to it, because I've the people are listening to us right now, and they know that I pull this nasty trick on Brett all the time. Was it the first night that you were on, Brett?
Yes, it was.
Did I pull
birthday,
that one?
Matter of fact,
you know, it was on his birthday. We were on break, and he said that he had to go to the bathroom. Well, you know, while he was on the bathroom, I had to come back because the music had left out, and I didn't say a word to him because, you know, I'm doing my thing, and he's talking about his bladder on air, and I am dying laughing, telling him what was going on.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that day.
Oh, my God.
I got my cherry busted big time right there. I got broken in right there.
You know, just thinking about that reminds me of that spot, you know, with Leslie Nielsen back in, you know, the old Police Academy movies. And he's just, you know, and he's got the microphone still attached, and he goes off the bathroom, and it's like,
oh, my goodness.
They were interviewing him over there in England, and he was sitting there on the couch, and he just let one loose. And everyone stopped, and he looked around and just said, well, what can you do? I'm an old fart.
Oh, my God.
I know it, man. That was so awkward for me to see that. I was like, oh, no. It's like seeing my dad.
That's just wrong. But, yeah.
I was just going to say it.
Well, you know, it's all about reality, and reality is I'm a sick person. It's no doubt.
Yeah, but we love you to be sick. That's what makes it so great, you know. I'm doing everything I can to keep up with you. I mean, my gosh, man. I mean, I just have to keep eating that Texas barbecue and, you know, and drinking some vodka here and there. Maybe I can get up to your level, but I'm still working on it.
Mark, did you follow the perfect no-carb drink? It's vodka and Crystal Light raspberry ice, which I'm drinking right now. I can't drink beer anymore. I quit smoking this year. And, yep, I quit smoking this year. This is 5 months as of this month. And I gained 20 pounds, and I can't afford liposuction yet, so it's like it's a low-carb diet.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Oh, God, I've been trying to get a hold of Dr. Dorfman and perform emergency lipo, but it's just like he's not available, and it's like he's been down in Mexico, and I just don't trust it. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm catching heck in the chat room because I didn't play the right song for somebody. I have to play a Harry Potter song, but I forget who actually sings it. I think it's Barnum and Bromley Bards who sings it. I don't remember, but I don't see it here. Anyway, so anyway, people, we're going to go over this one more time. Basically, what we're doing this evening is we're trying to help out Project Child Smiles. Basically, what's going on is that they're trying to get their 501c certification, which means money. And that's what we're trying to do, is just raise some money together so that they can go ahead and get their certification and be able to do the serious work that they need to be doing with some help from the government, which, you know, Lord knows we all need some additional help. The way it's working is that you... or social. I read the show, bud. Anyway.
Sorry.
Oh, man. See what happens when you get a bunch of guys together? Oh, my. You can go to MysticAgeRadio.com. Oh, we're having too much fun. Go to MysticAgeRadio.com, and about center of the page, you'll find a little widget. Not an idget, a widget that has a little thing that says Project Child Smiles. And you can click on Chip In and be able to make a donation. Even if it's just a buck, it helps out. You can go to myspace.com/MysticAgeRadio. Go to myspace.com/MarkBarnesMusic. Rented Lips. myspace.com/ProjectSmiles. You can find it there. MarkBarnesMusic.com. See ProjectChildSmiles.org. There are plenty of places for you to be able to go onto the net and go ahead and make your donations. If there's anything that I want to... Yes, we have a great time doing this. And we're doing this for entertainment purposes for you all, as well as for ourselves. But, okay, not to sound like a telephone, not to sound like Jerry Lewis, because Lord knows I don't have his money. We really, really, really would like to see this taken care of by the end of the week. That way, they can go into May without no problems, and the way things run, they should be able to have their 501 by June, which would mean that at the end, you know, they would be able to take care of everything and be able to have everything taken, you know, taken care of as far as the full year is concerned by that point. It is a worthwhile cause. These people... I hate to use another group, but it's a combination of euthanism, thank you, Make-A-Wish Foundation / what else would they call it? I don't know.
God, the whole thing with, you know, the hospital in Memphis.
Yeah, on the Ronald McDonald House. St. Jude, yeah.
And you know what? It's all the same, and they're all doing the exact same type of thing, and it's like, you know what, they've got massive amounts of donations in those bigger organizations. This is a startup that's looking to do the same thing, but a little bit different because they're pairing the musicians with the children so that each child gets their own musician so that they feel special through the smile and the attention of the musician. Hopefully, it's just enough to help them out a little bit more, and it's a wonderful thing.
Can I get Laura McKenna? You're not going to give me Laura McKenna? Okay, fine. You just don't love me anymore, Mark. All right, folks, we're going to go back to the music. We're going to listen to more Drunken Sailor. until we get some more donations in. So don't forget, you can go to myspace.com, about halfway down the page, make a donation. I know there's still a bunch of you listening out there. We've had two people on the website, or on our chat room who've made donations. We really need for you guys to really pull this off.
Thank you, too.
Yes, Mark says, thank you, Denise. Denise, are you listening? Denise is my daughter, by the way. Alright, we're going to go back to the music. We'll be right back.
With a drunken sailor. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you went out of
it. It was too good. I had to go on air. It was too good. I had to go on air. It was too good. I had to go on air. It's just like, you expect me to be good all the time?
I was like, Mark, but I couldn't break in, and I kept hearing go.
If you could excuse me, I'm gonna go like I'm gonna go hide in my closet for a couple hours.
When you come out of the closet, come back on the air.
Like that door broke down a long time ago.
Oh man. Oh, we dropped like 10 listeners immediately right after that.
Before we ever got on the phone before, I said, if I can't make fun of myself first, I have no way to make fun of other people. And I have too much fun making fun of other people, so it's like, Hey, at least we made fun of me tonight, so, man, oh, now it's open season.
It's been a riot. It's been a riot. I don't think I've laughed so much. And Joel was saying, it's going to be more of a somber show. You know, it's going to be more serious. Yeah, and if this is serious, I'm going to cut loose.
Well, we were serious at the beginning. We're already halfway through.
Like
we're
going
to give them their money's worth. Come on, we've earned 25 bucks. We're going to give them
absolutely
their money's worth.
We all want them to check out the LA Music Awards. We all want them to check out Project Child Smiles. We all want them to go ahead and make donations to Project Child Smiles. And it's like, and you know what? I'm very pleased to be here. It's, you know, girl, thank you very much for inviting me.
Where do you think you're going?
I was going to say,
we got 45 more minutes to go.
I was just really thankful for inviting me on.
Oh, okay. Well, it was either that or...
after that embarrassment.
That's the first time I've been heard told that I drive people to drink.
If you're listening, you got to email me and tell me that it's like I sound okay.
I'm sure that they're getting a kick out of it. It's either that or they're going to dissociate with Mystic Age Radio altogether.
So I guess really we really should be, all three of us should start singing Drunken Sailor.
Okay.
Maybe
that's sure.
We've got to get them to go ahead and donate.
Okay. All right, Mark, you count it out. We'll start.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. See this boy right here? This boy don't sing, so he keeps his day job.
Either that or the IRS will want a nickel for every time you say a word out of it on this side. Oh, man. We were talking about the Grim Reaper this afternoon. Was it just to get it done, or just was it for the filing?
Just to get them done. Yeah, they charged me $464. There were so many schedules and so many different things they had to do this year, and I'm like...
Well, you sold a house this year. That's why, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know how the Florida market was. Mm.
Yeah, that's true. But you were still allowed to make up to $300,000 above market before you had to claim it.
And we did, so that was good.
Okay. And then... But, of course, market down here is still hasn't rebounded at all. We got an overabundance of buildings now. You know, out by...
What I heard, that Port St. Lucie was the foreclosure capital of Florida.
Pretty much. Well, that's because a lot of people there were getting involved with those Bloom payments.
Option arms. Yep.
Yeah.
Bloom payments. Yeah, because, after spending 25 years in the mortgage business, I finally went ahead and I joined another mortgage company out of Atlanta, and you know what? I don't know why I joined them, because I'm just so fried after 25 years of doing this. It's like, I'm done. This boy, it's like, no, I can't do any more mortgages. I want to do music full time.
Well, you know, I was involved with the finance field for several years, and I there's just no way. I mean, I was involved with it, you know, during the good 80s, you know. But to do it now, forget it. There's no way.
No.
I know why people jumped off the buildings during the 80s when that week of bad stock market hit. I just no way. But you know what really gets my goat is the government bailed out Stone Barney. But yet, they can't bail out all these people who are getting foreclosed on because of poor contract discussions. You know? That just gets me.
It's a hard issue, because I know the Bush administration today retracted from or reversed course from where they were going, and they're not going to step in to bail out. And seriously, They should go ahead and try to assist owner occupancies, but people who bought second homes and investment properties just for speculation, nah.
Oh, I agree.
Time, crash and burn, let it, you know, it'll repair itself within a short period of time.
Well, it's like the whole thing when we discuss the national deficit. National deficit does exist. It only exists on paper, and the fact that we do owe a percentage of that to other countries. The rest of it is just a number that is written on a piece of paper trying to keep track of things. But you're right. As far as somebody owning a second home or doing it for the purpose of speculation, well, you know what? Speculation is gambling, and you lost that hand. And that's what it boils down to. You know, if this was back in the 50s, you know, you wouldn't have gotten any help. You wouldn't have gotten any help in the 70s.
No. They would have, you know, to go back to some of the mentalities of that time, it would have been nice.
But, I mean, who owns Stone Barney? Prudential owns them. Okay, Prudential, we're talking about a company who almost got thrown out of Florida because they were going to stop all their insurances after the hurricanes. The same year, they boast of making $38 billion worldwide. Well, they want to get out of Florida because they didn't make any money. Well, guess what? You made $38 billion worldwide. Why in the world are you going to, you know, if you want your licensing, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know.
Oh, doesn't that sound like the gas prices right now?
Well, that's true. Get me off the soapbox. Let's go back to raising money for the children.
Absolutely, no more soapboxes. Music.
No. Music and
Mark,
the children.
Make me one too.
Yes, make us both. While Mark's making us a drink, you guys are going to get to listen to a drunken sailor once again.
With a drunken sailor. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? Drunken sailor, What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When he hey, up he rises way, and up he rises.
Way up she rises, 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 way up she rises sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning? When he up he rises wet, and up he rises wet, and up he rises alive in the morning. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober, alive in the morning.
We're back. We're having too much of a good time, guys. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to listen to the music while we're playing. Speaking of that, you said that Susan from where wants us for what?
Susanna,
for how many cookies?
My friend Susanna from Phoenix is listening.
Hi, Susanna.
Hey, hello, Susanna. Susanna.
Now, what about these etchings?
She does some really unique things. Because she is a very big fan of the Doors, and there's a group out there, and if you're really into Doors music like I am, it's nice.
Yep.
Did you turn up the volume on your headset?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're getting an echo somewhere.
Yeah. Might be Uvu itself.
Well,
I think it's gone now. No, it's gone now.
What?
So where were we? Susanna's gonna do what for us? For how many cookies now?
No. Very, very wonderful human being, and she does etchings and drawings of some of the gravestones, and everything's relative to the Doors and Cliff Morrison, band out there, they are so damn good. They sound exactly like the Doors. Now we got the echo again.
Yeah, I could hear it.
What?
Did she get a grave etching of Jim's headset? Did she get the Jim Morrison's gravestone etched? Before they moved it?
And you're echoing too.
Yeah, we're all echoing.
What?
Yep, Jim Morrison had stone rubbing.
She got it before they moved him?
You're going to start me laughing. It's like, I'm going to slap you upside down again.
I didn't do it. I swear. All right. While we're having issues with our Uvu, we're gonna go and play Blackmore Nights 25 years because we got another $5 donation. So we'll be right back after the music.
Drunken sailor, What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning?
When, hey, up he rises, way, and up he rises, way, hey, and up he rises, the light in the morning. Put him in the longboat till he's sober, put him in the longboat till he's sober, put him in the longboat till he's sober, the light in the morning. Way, up he rises, way, and up he rises, way, up he rises, the light in the morning. Keep him there. Keep them there. Captain's daughter, you ain't seen the captain's daughter light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor in the morning?
When he takes up he rises way, and up he rises way. Captain's daughter, you ain't seen the captain's daughter in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, a light in the morning. Way up she rises, way.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's see if we can do this without the echo. Nope. Maybe it's gone.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so okay. Okay, so the thing is, I was asking Mark about the new CD, Awakening, coming out, and he was just telling us a story. And since this is going to be the last break, we're going to go ahead and let him tell you the story about what's happening as far as that CD is concerned. So hopefully this echoing will stop. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead and tell him about Awakening.
Awakening is going to be released on June 30th. And it's going to be released as part of the Phoenix Music Awards Showcase Series. And that is going to be, we're going to be performing with a bunch of other people at the Sky Theater out in, I call it Phoenix, but it's actually Peoria, Arizona. And the Phoenix Music Awards is also in conjunction with the LA Music Awards. So Al Bowman, who is the CEO and executive producer of both of the different music awards, this is going to be a lot of fun because I was invited out to play, and I thought, what a better venue to be able to release the CD. So Rainbow Records, which is one of the promotions and sponsors of the Phoenix and LA Music Awards, is going to be doing all the duplication, the final artwork. We're doing it in a green digipack, so it's going to be recycled cardboard, trying to stay as green as possible. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it because Al and Susanna have done some wonderful, wonderful things. They have brought in some beautiful artists and great music. So it's anybody who can make it out to Phoenix for the June 30th event, hey, I would love to see you. I would love to be able to thank you. It's a free event, Two Drink Minimal, and the Sky Theater is it's beautiful venue. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be combining, like I said, the music, special effects, lighting, atmosphere, video, animation. And it's all about taking the listener away with an audio and visual experience. So it's going to be exciting.
Way cool. All right, folks. This is going to be our last break, and this is going to be the last chance for us to beg and plead. Once again, for Project Child Smiles, you can go to mysticageradio.com, click on the Chip In button, and make your donation there. You can go to myspace.com/ Mystic Age Radio or Mark Barnes Music or Project Smiles. Click on the Chip It there. You go to markbarnesmusic.com. Click that button there. Or you can go to projectchildsmiles.org to pitch in there. We really, really, really enjoyed having a great time. We know that we've listened to the song several thousand times, or 100 times, or whatever it may be. But we did get some donations, and that was the whole idea about tonight, was just to at least start chipping away at this grand goal that we needed to get taken care of. Ogre, do you got anything to say before we get the heck out of here?
Get her done.
You've been drinking out of Mark's cup.
By the way, they never moved his. You know, one of the things is they never moved Morrison's grave. It's still in Paris.
Really? Is it? Now, see, that was one of the things that was a big argument. Was it?
You know, you can go to jdmrubbings.com for more information. So jdmrubbings.com. For more information about that.
Cool. If you're a big
Susanna
said, Doors fan.
Drunken Sailor has got to be the longest frickin' song that she's ever heard.
It's actually only 2 minutes and 52 seconds, but, you know. Well, there's a new version coming out. It's going to be What Do You Do with Troll and Ogre? And people have...
I want a copy.
Time away is going to do it for us. What it is she's actually got a little thing going on. And go to MysticAgeRadio.com. It's in the forum. It's listed. What are you going to do with the troll and ogre? Unfortunately, my daughters have made the biggest contributions as far as lyrics are concerned. You still can get involved, just to make it a part of Mystic Age Radio and listener history. But we need to get the heck out of here. Mark's got a real life to get to, and, well, I got dinner. It's not a Sprite, though. So we're going to let the Big City Indians sing. Leave us out of here. You all have a good evening now.
Sing for